failure may be nowhere as prevalent as in the startup world. In fact, it's estimated that between 50 and 90% of startups fail in less than 5 years. Nevertheless, the Boston region has a long history of banking its economic future on risk-taking entrepreneurs to create innovative companies, services, and products. Even the startup industry itself is booming, as a growing number of accelerators and incubators are helping wannabe entrepreneurs. Our new Bostonomics initiative covers the intersection of brains and business. In this report, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman considers how failure has become a factor in teaching business success.
We celebrate success and frown deeply on failure, dividing the world into winners and losers. But that's not the way serial entrepreneur Bob Caspi sees things.
I just don't believe the concept of failure means anything.
That's not to say a company's fate is not measured in dollars and cents. Caspi, who started 3 high-tech companies and is founder of the International Entrepreneurship Center in Newton, says from his perspective, failure, and for that matter success, are just moments in time, highs and lows on a continuum.
You and others tend to think of failure in financial sense. You know, did an oak tree fail if it died from a fungus, but its acorns grew and spawned new oak trees? Businesses, like organisms, they have lifetimes associated with them.
Companies live and die, and along the way, create jobs, products that save time and lives. Employees make connections, creating new companies and forming communities of competitive collaborators.
If you so narrowly define your success as purely the question of how much money is left in your pocket at the end of some episode, then the question is even, when does the episode stop?
For Maynard-based Digital Equipment Corporation, the episode lasted 40 years. The Massachusetts company was the second largest computer maker in the world, employing 120,000 workers. But financial success can mask managerial and marketing mistakes. Digital Equipment founder Ken Olson was known as the ultimate entrepreneur, but stubbornly dismissed small desktop PCs as toys.
And Digital Equipment Corporation essentially disappeared in a short number of years.
In the 1920s, the average lifespan of an S&P 500 company was over 60 years. Today, it's 15, as the fates and fortunes of entrepreneurial companies and founders ebb and flow at an accelerating pace.
It's just part of a process. And I think especially because so much of business is driven by random chance and the happenstances that occur.
Even the best-laid business plans, smartest technologies, and savviest investors frequently get it wrong. And until a few years ago, failure was a forbidden topic among entrepreneurs.
We weren't even talking about failure. It just didn't happen.
Cass Phillips, a conference organizer in San Francisco, says the high-tech culture was fearful of you-know-what.
If your company failed, you kind of vanished from existence. You disappeared and back into the normal corporate world.
Phillips made a successful business out of failure. 7 years ago, she founded Failcon, a networking service in the startup frenetic Bay Area. Failcon offered a place where entrepreneurs could feel safe discussing lessons from their struggles and shortcomings.
So I think failure plays a really important role, if not the most important role, in innovation and in entrepreneurship. If your startup does not fail at some point, you have a bad startup. It means you didn't set your goal high enough.
I think companies fail, people don't.
Don't take failure personally, advises Scott Bailey, but do take it to heart. Bailey is managing director of Mass Challenge. It's a boot camp for startups located in Boston's Innovation District. Compared to the Bay Area, Boston is late to the culture of the value of failure, but Bailey says we're catching up fast.
Failure is becoming more acceptable. I think Boston is actually like one of the top places where you can, it's like respectable to be a failed founder.
It's even a badge of honor. Mass Challenge is in its 7th year. It bills itself as the most startup-friendly business accelerator on the planet. Scores of startups are selected through an intensive competition. Winners are provided with a 4-month rent-free mentorship program with experts in marketing, finance, and management. But Bailey says the most important thing Mass Challenge offers is a problem-solving community where peers can openly discuss mistakes.
Failure is something that they're all familiar with. There's failure every day, and you have to embrace that because, honestly, it makes you better. It makes you like realize what the opportunities are. And if you're failing, that means you're trying.
The failure of a company is it's death, right? You know, most startups and businesses don't make it.
Chibeze Iheanacho is CEO of Armor Systems. He delayed medical school to participate in Mass Challenge. He's hoping his company will be one of the winners in the Accelerator's competition for startup funding, so he can begin manufacturing life-saving devices for soldiers wounded on the battlefield.
We're always analyzing what happened or what, you know, what could happen to us that we won't make it. No one can tell the future, but you can, you know, if you're smart and you're, you know, alert, prudent, you can navigate.
Entrepreneurship isn't about avoiding failure. It's about embracing the inevitable.
I didn't have an option because I resigned from corporate America to open my business.
Marlena Carter-Diaz was at Mass Challenge preparing her pitch for the semifinal funding competition.
The dream. When did the dream get planted? 3 years ago.
That's when Carter-Diaz gave up a 20-year career in banking and hasn't looked back since.
Failure is something that can happen. It's a process. I just learned from it, and then I learned not to do it again. I stick focused to my dream and my passion and why I'm doing this.
A startup requires a business plan, but passion provides resolve and resilience. Carter-Diaz's company, Care Management Temporary Staffing Agency, hopes to supply home care workers in minority neighborhoods.
They didn't want to come into my community. I'm a Bostonian to the heart, so I take that personally. But most providers don't want to come into Roxbury, Dorchester, Mattapan. No problem. I will have the people for the people.
44% of company founders at Mass Challenge in this round are women. 10% are African American and 13% Latino. By example, the startup founders hope to allay fears of failure.
They don't have that second chance to fail. That's what how that is in a minority community. We have that one shot. And if we fail, we don't know that a failure is part of the process. We haven't been told that. You know, they feel I fail. Nobody's going to invest in me again, or I can't learn from that and still take that failure and build on that.
It's a fight to the finish.
Kathy Washington was a doula. She delivered babies. Now she's office manager and trains RNs and social workers for the case management startup.
There are people out there who need jobs. There are people out there who need training. So regardless, the work, the mission that we have, what we have to do, we have to do.
So what happens if you don't go to the final? Are you a failure?
I love it because my mind is going in this pitch really saying that I would like Mass Challenge support behind me, but Mass Challenge isn't going to make or break me. The mission is too strong, and the purpose has to be done.
Failure may be inevitable in the cycle of business life, but some startups will learn the lesson well, giving failure a good run for investors' money, and succeed far into the future. For 90.9 WBUR and Bostonomics, I'm Bruce Gellerman.